Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Panama. Panama coming. Panama coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
It's over. The Coyotes closed out their regular season with a 5-2 win over the Edmonton Oilers at Mullet Arena, their second win over the Oilers in a week. Liam O'Brien, Matias Michelli, Lawson Krause, Dylan Gunther, Sean Durzi scored for the Yotes. Connor Ingram, 28 saves. An emotional crowd in Tempe, soaking it all in and watching the Coyotes finish their final season in the desert with 77 points and out of the playoffs. And more importantly, the foreseeable future in the coming days, the NHL will announce the finalized deal to sell the team to Ryan Smith and move it to Salt Lake City, Utah. In fact, our own John Gambadoro reported yesterday that announcement is supposed to come sometime today. Purchase price on the deal, $1.2 million. And the complicated part is owner Alex
Billion
Barlow,
dollars.
Billion. That would be quite
$1.2 million.
$1.2 billion.
Yeah, got that on me.
Alex Morello still planning on winning a land auction in late June. That land would serve as a site for a new Coyotes home, and if that could be secured within 5 years, that would trigger an NHL expansion draft. So
right, exactly.
Let the clock start.
Right. And so, and again, I'm in the don't hold your breath camp, as a lot of people happen to be.
Yeah.
But if people said maybe he's had to put down deposits on this earnest money, if you will, on for this land auction, I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it.
What's earnest about that guy?
Certainly not his
maybe
first
his middle name. I don't know.
Ernest Morello. More sloppiness from the D-backs at a 5-3 loss to the Cubs yesterday afternoon at Chase Field. Cody Bellinger's solo home run off of Brandon Pfaadt in the sixth broke a 2-2 tie. And then Bellinger added an RBI double in the eighth as the Cubs padded their lead to 5-2. D-backs went 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position on Wednesday and 5-for-35 in that category in the three-game series. Oh, and three more errors in the field for the Diamondbacks. Hitting the road now for a long track 10-game trip away from Chase Field begins tonight in San Francisco against the Giants at Oracle Park. Ryan Nelson on the mound for Arizona against Logan Webb. First pitch 6:45. Pregame coverage starts at 6 here on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. It's a weird road trip, too. Starts in San Francisco for 4 games, then 3 in St. Louis, and then back to Seattle for 3. Weird stuff. Yesterday, before the loss to the Cubs, the D-backs shuffled their roster a bit. The biggest item on the list of moves was the shifting of left-handed pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez to the 60-day injured list. They also optioned lefty Tommy Henry and right-handed reliever Luis Frias to AAA Reno. Recalled the hard-throwing Justin Martinez, selected the contract of lefty reliever Logan Allen. And we learned that newly acquired lefty Jordan Montgomery, ready to go. He'll make his D-backs debut tomorrow night in San Francisco against the Giants. So a little help coming to the rotation. Not fully constructed, though, with that Rodriguez news. Kevin Durant and Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns officially named members of the 2024 U.S. Men's Olympic basketball team on Wednesday. They will join LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Edwards, and Tyrese Halliburton on the squad, which will be seeking a fifth consecutive Olympic gold medal. That quest for the medal begins July 28th in Paris.
Yeah, it's going to be a good-looking team.
I know I'm way more of a uniform geek, maybe the only uniform geek on the show. Those jerseys, did you see the video of Grant Hill handing the jerseys to KD and Book? And they look really awesome.
Okay.
Philadelphia 76ers punched their ticket.
That was
a great Kenny Smith impression.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia 76ers punched their ticket to the playoffs as the number 7 seed with a come from behind 105-104 win over Miami on Wednesday. Sixers trailed by 12 at the half, but were fueled in the second half by veteran Nikola Batum, who scored 17 of his 20 points after halftime, hit a total of 6 three-pointers, blocked a Tyler Hero three-point shot that would have potentially tied the game with 29 seconds left. The Nick Batum Show.
Yeah.
Sixers move on to face the New York Knicks in the first round. That series gets underway Saturday at Madison Square Garden. The Bulls sent the Atlanta Hawks home for the summer. 131-116 win in Chicago. Coby White, 42 points to lead the Bulls, who will now play Miami tomorrow night in the 8 seed and a date with the Boston Celtics on the line. But
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler walking out of the arena, barely walking out.
Yeah.
They fear it's an MCL sprain. I've heard reports of an MRI today. Played through most of it, but oof, that's a huge blow.
Listen, Jimmy Butler and Zion Williamson are exactly why the Suns had to avoid a play-in.
Yeah, I mean,
you get into a play-in, even as a 7 or an 8, and lots of stuff can go wrong. And now Zion will not play for the Pels, and now Jimmy Butler most assuredly will not play their next game. So,
ASU men's basketball reportedly hiring Jarrance Howard to join Bobby Hurley's coaching staff. He has a coaching experience at Kansas and Texas, and most recently with Southern Illinois. ASU's top assistant coach, Jermaine Kimbrough, last week took a job on Bryce Drew's staff at GCU. And Arizona wing Pella Larson foregoing the rest of his college eligibility, declaring himself eligible for the NBA draft. He started his college career at Utah, but spent 3 seasons in Tucson, averaged over 12 points a game in 36 contests last year, an All-Pac-12 performer, ranked 45th on the prospect list by ESPN in this year's draft class. Mm.
To paraphrase a meme, get ready to learn G League, Pella.
Yeah.
Such vitriol.
He did not help himself in the tournament this year. Or last year.
Even the whole season, he was mediocre. Not an NBA player, come on.
But you're supposed to root for your guys to go on to the NBA and have success. There you go. There's your splash for Thursday, April 18th.